Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, May 31st, 2016, Tuesday at 9:07 a.m. Commission remarks.
Yes, I've got some.
Go ahead.
Got some pretty important news that'll be upcoming for the county commission. As you well know, whenever I kind of get started in on something, I try to pursue it to the utmost. Well, I got a email from Beth Schaller with MoDOT. I think it was Friday. And the email stated that after our conversation here in the courthouse the other day about the roundabout, that she had got in touch with her boss, Becky Valls, regarding the commission's concern, and that there is a pot of money up to $5 million that would be available in the near future, and that the process that she's anticipating is a 50-50 cost share on the roundabout, and that the details that need to be worked out as far as how the county wanted to approach that. It says, I feel that the proposed roundabout at 76 and 160 should compete well against all other projects if the commission is interested in providing the funding up to a 50-50 share. So I think that's good news from where we were at. I think that gives us a proposed project that the money for that particular roundabout would be money well spent for the eastern side of the district. Not only that, but for Taney County in general. Never come through the intersection down there early of a morning that you can't see the end car that goes around the bend. So I think this is good news, and one thing I want to bring up because this will run well into the years after I'm gone, that in 17 and 18, probably if we can make some financial arrangements with MoDOT, could probably pay this out in maybe a different way. And the county has already stated, she has statements from Randy Hayes, that the cost may be cut quite a bit just because we have a lot of fill that can be provided. And the cost of that project that they're doing, they have to buy the fill. And the county has the fill already provided for part of our cost share. So I think it's pretty exciting news. So anyway, I wanted to share that in the commissioner comments this morning. I had another thing or two, but I got so fired up about this thing that I forgot what they were.
I would like to address the just briefly that we have a legal opinion for the assessor that doesn't seem to give any guidance, and I hope that in the future that we can get some representation for each of the elected officials here in Taney County. I hope that, which I would think that if we had representation for each elected official, that we would hopefully get good guidance on which direction to go, and would I would hope that it would keep any suits against the county from happening. That's all.
I guess I do have a comment. They do have representation. Anytime any of them has ever needed an attorney, we've allowed them and provided them with one. Mr. McCall, I believe, represents Mr. Pennell on a lot of things. And I know Ms. Wyatt has an attorney, I believe, out of Springfield. The opinion of our attorney was he is the sole authority on assessing property evaluations. The ball is in his court, not in ours. And that was the opinion that was given. So he has the authority to do what he thinks is right. So.
Okay, well, I would just like to see some direction, but. Is that it? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 440906 through 440975, warrant 6517, one journal entry, and four transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous regular and executive session minutes for May 23rd, 2016.
Motion for approval of regular minutes and executive session minutes of May 23rd, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. General warranty deed. Grantor is the School of the Ozarks, and grantee is Taney County.
Move to approve the general warranty deed by and between the School of the Ozarks and Taney County. This is the property.
Right. Is this got the 10-foot extension that was on that for safety? Tow end safety. Is that what that is, Randy? Brandon.
Did you call me Randy, then Brandy, then Brandon?
Brandy. That's what I called you. Is that the entire road with
it? From what I understand, is what was agreed upon by all of us.
Well, I second the motion.
It is the School of the Ozarks, yeah, which I'm assuming is still College of the Ozarks.
It's DBA. It's School of the Ozarks, DBA.
Right, it just by in between the School of the Ozarks. Okay.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And what that is for the proposed road. Is it Acacia Grove?
Yep.
And just so that everybody's aware, the reason is, and we've talked about it before, the width in some of those areas, I think, is 24 and 26 feet, so there's some problems with school buses being able to go up and down the road. There's no shoulder. It's all ditch. I know, like, trash trucks, you know, larger vehicles, so there's some safety concerns that the school had, that the Hollister schools had. And we're not able to widen it because of the sewer lines that are next to it, and then we'd have to acquire property, and we're not able to acquire the property. So, the college and the county and it's also about time to have it repaved. Is that not right, Danny?
Resurfaced,
and there's some dig-outs that need to be done. So the estimated cost on that was in the $400,000 to $500,000 range to get that road back up to where it needs to be, and it's on schedule to have that done. By doing this with the college, it both benefits the county and the citizens, just because the college gave us the property, and then they're also paying for half of the cost of the new road, and the estimated expense on our end is only about $200,000. So we're getting new road, wider shoulders, safer, getting rid of some of the turns and the steepness in areas, and making it safer for the buses, and then having half the cost in it. So it's a win-win for, in my opinion, I believe in the other commissioner's opinion as well.
I'll add just one comment to this. This project started years ago on the other end of Acacia Club, which isn't even called Acacia Club Road, but it was
Iowa Colony up there.
Iowa Colony, and it was taken at that point in the county's interest to do sections of that, and we moved along, and when we came to this part on Acacia Club Road, I think if you check back with Randy Hayes and all the other superintendents, that this project has moved along, and this will be the final stretch in there that takes care of the safety concerns that were on that road. It was it's terribly narrow. Matter of fact, there's houses that are built out almost into the easement of the county there. So just a good, that's just a note for.
Did it start about 12 years ago, 11 years ago? Is that about right?
10 to 11 years ago. Yeah. I second that. Did we vote on that?
I think we already
did.
We already.
Are there just comments?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I was kind of saying what it was.
Amendment agreement for Ford F-150s.
This, you want me to address this, or are you going to address this issue?
Morning, gentlemen. This is in reference to the purchase of an additional vehicle, the sheriff's, via bid number, original bid 201601-326. And when the sheriff requested this particular bid, which was awarded quite some time ago, the wording in the bid and the feedback I got from the vendors was to require that they honor pricing submitted in their bid for the remainder of this year in case a decision is made to purchase a second vehicle, which was approved and has been purchased. When I saw the purchase order last week, I just routinely went back to check the wording in the agreement that was signed by the awarded vendor for the initial purchase after the bid award, and the wording was a little bit short of allowing for the second vehicle. So I conferred with the county attorney, and this is what this amendment is. It's a simple amendment to adjust the wording in the agreement to accommodate and cover this additional vehicle, which should have been there to begin with. And I try to include wording in these agreements to cover all contingencies, and in this particular instance, that comment, simple parenthetical remark to allow for the second vehicle to be purchased was absent from the original agreement, so we're adding that now.
It was in the bid, but it wasn't in the agreement.
Right.
Move to change the amendment agreement for the Ford F-150 SSV 4x4.
The wording would be add this amendment, wouldn't it, Brandon, instead of changing it? We don't have...
Move to approve the amended agreement.
Yeah, okay.
For the Ford F-150 SSV.
And I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.